ZR2T and ZR2TR mobile. And ZR2TR mobile.
ZR, Whiskey Delta 4, Oscar Lima.
4, Oscar Lima. This is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm up by Lake Cunningham right now, north of Greer, heading to the Daughters for a 4th of July celebration. How's your day going, besides hot?
Roger that. We're doing pretty good. Looks like we went over there to Saluda, North Carolina, and then come back. It was dry before we left, and it looks like it got a little rain over here. I'm over, live over near Table Rock, Roger. And the name is Scott.
Scott? Yeah, let me turn this radio down in the background. We don't need that. It come a big blow up here, but no joy on the rain. It just blowed like a dickens and then quit. I see there is a pretty good front over west of us, and we could sure use the rain, but my daughter and son-in-law are putting on their big fireworks display at their house tonight, and my wife's sitting here with a red, white, and blue flag cake that's refrigerated, so I'm keeping it cold in the truck to try to keep it in good shape. And they usually have between 50 and 100 people come over.
Roger that. Yeah, that reputation of Bernice has traveled a long ways. I've heard about her cooking, Roger.
Well, thank you, Scott. You want to thank you?
Thank you, Scott.
Whoa. I didn't expect that. They stopped real fast in front of me here. And, yeah, Scott, well, I'm very blessed in that respect, I'll tell you for sure. Oh, I don't know how many items she has made, but there's everything from cookies to peach pies to what else, Mom? Huh? Raspberry mousse and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's been baking for the last 2 days and driving me crazy, so I'm glad. I didn't even have a place to sit at the table when I come in earlier, and I was a little unhappy about that, but we'll get over it, I guess. She only does this for 4th of July, and then the daughter puts on an Oktoberfest for a big crowd, and Bernice makes all the treats, and Amy makes all the German food, but she'll have a buffet down there tonight, too, on top of the fireworks.
Well, that sure sounds fantastic, but I'll tell you what, too, sometimes when it gets a little cooler, I'm going to have you and Bernice come over. My wife's name's Billy, and tell Bernice to bring her cookbook, and maybe Billy Ann, or that's my wife's name, she can get some of those recipes from her if she's willing to let go of some, Roger.
She'll slap you around a little bit if you insinuate she needs to cook more. Yeah, I can't imagine how much damage it done to the electric bill, and I don't really care. But that oven's been going a lot lately, so that means the air conditioner's been going a lot, too.
Roger that. Yeah, I've had it. Billy's had me turn the air conditioning down a couple degrees at night. She says she's about to burn up, and I'm about to freeze to death, but she's hot-natured, and I'm cold-natured, Roger.
Two of us, and I don't like it cold at night. I used to leave it on 75, but during this 100-degree weather, I'm leaving her down 74 just to make her happy. And she runs a ceiling fan at the same time right over the bed. And I just can't take that. But sometimes I get sweating, too, from being a little bit too warm. But there's a vent in that bathroom door in that back bedroom, and I generally shut that door about three-fourths of the way. But if you don't, the humidity comes up, and then you get too hot.
Roger that. N0TR Whiskey Delta 4 Oscar Lima. Yeah, I know what you're talking about on that. A lot of times I run a dehumidifier downstairs just in the basement. It's not heated. But upstairs is really, that air condition really does remove a lot of that humidity from the air, because you step outside and it's like, holy cow, it's like cutting through a, you need, almost need a butter knife to cut through the air here recently, Roger.
Yeah, the humidifier is an air conditioner, and it also puts a little bit of warm air back out in the basement. I run one continuously in the summertime, and oh, does it make all the difference in the world down there. And then I built an 18-inch fan years ago. I used to build them for the guys out in the shop. They bring in a motor, and the company provide a guard, and I'd put a switch on it for them with a handy box, and then a nice piece of portable cord and a plug on it, which I don't know if they realized what that cost, but it wasn't cheap. But just about every machine in the shop had motors. Well, that was okay until they started bringing in wash machine motors and dryer motors, and some of those, I just didn't know how to wire them up. They got a lot of leads on them, and my buddy, he rewound motors that worked for me, and he got the motors from Atkinson's Armature Works. These people from a place over there at a sawmill, they make cabinets and that. They would burn up motors, and they didn't want to mess around with rewinding them. So Atkinson Armature Works would save them for Bill, and then Bill would rewind them and sell them real, real cheap to the guys. And I don't even know if he charged me or not, but I think I made that one in 1983, and it's still going. They draw less than 1 amp, and they're 18 inches, and they move a lot of air. So I just leave it run all the time in the basement. It really helps out.
Roger that. Yeah, it probably helps just to keep it running instead of starting and stopping. You know, that starting and stopping normally is what draws a lot and wears it out, Roger.
N0TR. Well, what they call a PSC motor is the best one economically. It's a quarter horse, and it runs 1750 RPM many times with an amp probe, and they just don't take very much to run a permanent split-phase capacitor motor. And it's not like a capacitor start, capacitor run motor that you would normally see, for example, on an air compressor. That capacitor is just in circuit for a few milliseconds to get it started, to throw those windings out of phase. But the PSC motor, the capacitor's in the circuit all the time. So it's a very small, like 4 microfarad compared to, oh, let's say 150 or 250 microfarad on an air compressor. So it's really an efficient motor, and they're ball bearing, and I might add that, and I really love them. I've built two of them for myself, and guys, they work like a charm.
Roger that. How's this radio sound, Tom? I've been talking to you on this little $24 handy talkie out that I'm sitting out in the driveway, Roger, but the kids are playing around, Roger.
Very little scratch on it at all. I'm surprised. It's probably a Bofang or something like that. Handy talkies usually really suck, and if you move off a spot, they get real staticky. Yours has been very clear the whole time.
Roger that. It's probably, you know, I live on one of these, you know, mountains that's facing Table Rock, so I'm like, I guess, a clear shot over there to the repeater just down the ways from Table Rock, Roger.
It's a big difference. There was a little bit of scratchiness in at that time, but very copyable, no problem at all. Handy talkies just don't work well as a general rule. If you find a spot, you best stay on it. You've been clear and full quieting almost the whole time.
Roger that. Yeah, you might have heard a little static. It sounds like on the other side of the mountain from me that I'm on, that thundercell must be coming because it's been booming and banging over there since about the last 3 or 4 minutes after we started talking. So I don't know if it's fixing to come back over and I'm fixing to have to make a run back inside the house or not. Roger.
I do not like lightning. I work with 480 volt three phase all my life, and I respect electricity a whole bunch, especially lightning. I know some of my friends never even unplug their radios, but that's the very first thing I do at night, is I unplug the antenna and run it through a PO-59 over to a ground bar, which goes out to the ground, and then I unplug my amplifier and my radios. And there's just no 110 going to them at all. And I have two whole house lightning protectors on the on my main panels. I think that's the best thing in the world you can buy, is those whole house lightning protectors, Scott.
Roger that. Yeah, Tom, I think I'm probably going to have to talk to you a little bit about that. I've got some stuff I've kind of set up, but, you know, about getting the whole house lightning protector, and it sounds like a really good idea. Now, the one advantage over here is we're all underground. The whole neighborhood is underground up here, so that's a little bit of an advantage, but still, you need some kind of lightning protection anyway, Roger.
Well, that's just amazing, astounding. Haven't seen too many communities like that. Yeah, you can buy them at Home Depot. Lowe's has some. I got mine at Home Depot. You just need to know the name of your panel, and it just slips into a double pole breaker spot in your panel, and you just run the white wire over to where all the other white wires are, which is the neutral bar.
Yeah, like I say, I'll have to talk to you about it sometime. I wasn't joking about maybe you and Bernice coming over sometime. We'll shoot the bull when it's a little bit cooler and whatnot, and the girls can talk or something, Roger.
Yeah, so every time I go up to Chris's place, KO42LG up there at Pickens, I wind up in the Table Rock. I think it's the National Forest or something in Bernice, something like that.
Roger that. You know where Aunt Sue's is? Starting to break up a little. You know where Aunt Sue's is? Right off of Highway 11?
No, sir. We're from Kansas, so we're a little slow. we don't get out a whole lot. I've made a couple of trips up to Chris's there, and it's near Liberty. And God, I love it up there. It's beautiful. But we've been up Highway 11. But I can't tell you how far, do you know, Bernice? And we go up Highway 11 to get over to 25.
Roger that. Yeah, you probably pass by that. It's a little store that's off of kind of like a slab cabin, big complex that's off on the left as you're headed back toward, you know, going back toward Tryon and that area, back toward 25.
You lost me there, Scott. I'm sorry. If when I'm home or something, I could copy down an address, and Susie, my GPS usually works pretty good. She's blonde, so she gets lost at times, too.
Roger, that's kind of like me. Now, my wife, she thinks she's like a GPS herself. She's always telling me, even when I know my way, she's still telling me which way I need to turn. I said, Billy, you know, I've went this way 1,000 times without you. I don't need you to tell me how to go there. But she does it anyway, and I just go along with it, Roger.
Smart man.
Bernice says you're a smart man. Well, I listen to Bernice 99% of the time. She's my navigator. I'm talking on the radio while my brain's just gone. I'll just go right past exits.
Same thing. I'll be saying, I'll look up and I'll say, oh, done. We just passed where we're going. And she'll go, well, you need to pay attention a little bit, or you know you, but I'll go and say, well, hold on, I was thinking about something or talking about something and get sidetracked. But man, Tom, it sure has been talking to you, and tell Bernice we said hello. And like, I'll get off, I don't know how long this battery lasts, but it looks like it's fixing to rain. But I enjoy talking to you, and we'll have to get together sometime in ZRTR, WD4OL, and I'm clear on your final.
Oh, great, Scott. Yeah, that'd be a nice trip for us. We like to get out and ride around some. I'm 76, and Bernice is 57 and dyslexic. She gets them numbers reversed sometimes, so. We've been married 56 years, and we do like to go for a ride. I get cabin fever when it's hot like this because I have heart trouble, and I just can't be out in it a great deal. But you're welcome to stop by our place anytime. I'm good in QRZ, if you look it up. And just come on by and tell me who you are, and we'll have a treat or some coffee or something, and head for the war room down in the basement, and maybe do some talking on the radio. Anyways, you have a great day, and the pleasure's all mine, Scott. Really nice to hear you again. WD4OL in 0LTR 73.
73, Tom.